comment before we start the new stuff. A short comment. Again, you have to have a Shulchan Aruch for this. I hope you all have Shulchan Aruch, at least with Mishnah Brewers. If you have a big one with it, it'll be even better. I'm going to open up the Siman Tov Lamed Daled. The laws of Bittul are found over there. At the end of Siv Bey, the Ramo has a comment. Ve'ein levatel b'yom el ha'achash esorof ha'chometz. Kedei l'kayim mitzvah shreva b'chometz shalom. You shouldn't do the bittul before you burn the chometz, so you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah shreva b'chometz shalom. We'll discuss next week with Siyata Deshmaya the mitzvah shreva of burning the chometz, which according to Yehuda is a requirement, according to Avon is not a requirement, but still there's a minute to do some shreva. But the shreva should be done with your own chometz. If you do the bittul before, so then it's no good. Okay, says the Vilna Gaon. Where's this come from? The Gaon says, Kedei L'Kayim, it's a quote of Cotton Yud. I don't have a Mishnah Brewer in front of you, he may actually quote it. The Shitas Rashi, 1 second, please. I'm looking for it, I'm not finding it. Hold on a second. Please. The Gra over here says in Siman Tov Lamed Daled, wrote down where it was. Hold on. Das Arav, here it is, the end of the Upset Kotn Yud. The Feed Divrei Atosis, Shehocho Achvon Lishitasan. Of course, the Mordechai goes, Maimini, the Smag. What does that mean? The Ramah holds like Tosis, that the definition of Bittul is Hefker. So therefore, once you're Mafker it, then it's no longer yours. If you burn it, so then you haven't accomplished anything. You're burning something which is not yours. You're burning what's not yours. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisa by burning. So I saw this even in the Siv Chaim. He asked the following question. What about according to Rashi? Why is the Vilna Gaon take all the goes according to Tosfos? What about according to Rashi? So Rashi holds that the bittul means you make it into dust. So what you do is burning dust. To burn dust is not mitzvah. This is to burn chametz. That's his ha'or. I repeat. The Vilna Gaon says that this Ramo says that you shouldn't be mevatel until after the Sreifa because you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Sreifa with your own chametz. This Ramah is going with Shitas HaTosis. Tosis, your bittul is hefker. Once your mafker, it's no longer yours, then your strafer is meaningless. What about Kwanta Rashi? Rashi says that what does it achieve? It achieves, Rabbi Osai, it achieves that it makes it into dust. We spent a long time about it. Dust like dust, it's like nothing. So it should still be nothing when you burn it subsequently. What's the answer? That's the answer. That's what he is. You see, for me, another Yehuda is right. It doesn't take effect until later on. So I can say the bittul or larbosa, both the shor shiyavata. Still, I can burn the chametz the next morning and fulfill the mitzvah of strefas chametz. I already did a bittul before. Doesn't matter. The bittul before doesn't take effect until after I burn it, until chatzos. But after I already burned it already, say so I burned it was mine, and it wasn't yet dust. Atkan, I wanted to make which. Related to yesterday's shiur. Today, we're starting a bit of a new inyan. First, as we have to mention, as I told you yesterday, the Sefer Mekor Chaim. Although, generally speaking, the Mekor Chaim is Kodesh Kodoshim. Here, I don't understand what he's saying and why he's saying it. Just explain to you what the problem is. Again, this is all part of his introduction, a lengthy introduction the Sefer Mekor Chaim has to Siman Tov Lamed Aleph. Very long introduction. In the middle of his introduction, he makes the following claim. We discussed yesterday that the certain achronim say the shachas ari amongst them in Siman Ayin Zayin, that according to Yossi Aglili, who holds the chametz mutar bahana, he can sell the chametz to a goy. Can sell the chametz to a goy, even on Pesach. And for this reason, according to the svar of the Ran, bittul shouldn't work. What's the bar of the Ran? The whole bar of the Ran is that bittul works because it's ein b'shusa. Why is it ein b'shusa? Because it's Yisra Anah. But since the Rabbi Yosef denies Yisra Anah, so it is b'shusa, so the bittul won't work. That's what the Shaka Sa'ari and others say. And the Makor HaChaim is very strongly opposed to them. And he gives a whole lengthy discussion as to why he opposes their opinion. Because, you know, Tashbisu means to eliminate it from the world completely. That's Tashbisu. I'm reading, for those who want to look it up, it's paragraph beginning of the word Gam in this edition, which is on page Ches in this edition. He says, Tema Loma King, she mutta limkor chomets anachi v'pesach. Which is the Shara Sarah said it's mutter. This is impossible. Why? The Vare Tashbisu Mashma Shiashbisu Mina Olam Yashbisu Mina Olam Legamrin. Vie Mutl Rabbi Yossi Rakla Siko Tachas Tavshilo Lehonos Mimenum Bishas Biuro Vichenkos Vatos Sorem Chavchesim Beis Reb Shimon. That's the Tosus on the Marma comes. So the first statement he makes is that he thinks that the Shakas Arya is something wrong in fact. That it's prohibited, according to Yosef Lili, to sell the chametz to a guy on Pesach. Then he goes further. It's all in the same pack of the Makor HaChaim. Then he quotes Rashi Bava Kama Daf Tzadiches, the Imbo'acher V'sorfo Potter. If someone burns the chametz, which I have, is Potter. Why? Shem Da'kol Mitzuvin Ol Levaro. Everyone's required to burn it. The Hayinu Achashesh, it's after 12 o'clock on Yerev Pesach. After Rabbi Shimon, Mater Ba'ano Achashesh. And that happens to be Rabbi Shimon speaking in the Gesuga. Ba'kochach tzarech loma kevin da'kol mitzuvin levaro b'lishem shehiya lab momon hu klal. Truth is always Yisra Anah, and you can use it as fuel under your tavshil. You're cooking your water, you need fuel. Instead of spending wood, you'll burn chametz. Okay? Afo pikein, there's no din mamon according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because everyone's in a rush. Quick. Everyone has to get rid of it. Hakol mitzuvin levar b'lishem shia. You have to get rid of it immediately, says the Makor HaChaim. V'yod, kevan, the third point. Kevan di yev shalei honos rak v'shas sreifa, uv'chomei tzarizeh shalo k'derech hanaso. The normal way is to eat chametz, not to burn it. Lo mikri mama didei, kama b'chol yisuri hana, the mikri ena shalom, after yochal ehonos me afron, v'shalom kaderech hanos. That's point number three. Even though he's able to use it, it's considered an abnormal way, and it's not considered din mama, like any other yisuri hana, which can also use it abnormally, it still has no din of mama. Add kind of 3 points of the Sefer, Makor Chayim. So in this edition, on the bottom, to the third point, they quote the Achi Ezer, Chaim Ezer, in Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph. He says that's not true. He says that the Makor Chaim bases himself on a Tosis in Masechet Pesachim, on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. And Chaim Ezer says, no, that's a case where something is Aser Ba'anah, where there is an Iser Anah. If there is an Iser Anah, there are both sides. There is an Iser Anah. The fact that you can get some kind of funny Anah, Shaloka Derech Anahasan, is of no consequence. That's what Tosi says over there. But according to Yossi Aglili, who says there is no Iser Anah, you can't make that assumption. Again, he jumped to the Makor Chaim from a case where there is an Iser Anah to an opinion which holds that there is no Iser Anah, and he has no right to do that. So therefore, they knocked out the Raya that he brought from the Tosis. You can look it up, the Tosis you want. Nav Chav Tes, and Nav Ein Podin. It's right over here. I'm not going to go into the details right now. That's a knocks off that Raya. So that last Raya is out. Okay, what about Baba Kama? So I looked at that myself. Baba Kama, he quotes a Gemara with a Rashi on Tzadi Chesav and Amud Beis. So I looked that up, and I just don't think it says what he said it says. And on Tzadi Chesav and Beis, the Gemara discusses the following question. Someone burnt chametz. Right? Let's say, for example, I stole chametz. So I have a unique ability to say to the God, to the Nigla, Hareshach Olafonech. I can get away with it. You know how it's worthless? Doesn't matter. I stole the chametz, I gave back the chametz, I gave back what I stole. No problem. Even though it's worthless. Doesn't matter. That's a special din when it comes to exhale. Somebody burnt the chametz. He burnt the chametz, now it's going to cost me dearly. Kind of, I can no longer give it back. Okay? However, that which the Makor Chaim quotes a Gemara Mefurish that says, I'll read it to myself. Omar Rabba, Gozal Chametz Lefnei Pesach. He stole it, and so I can no longer give it back. Bimoed, what's Bimoed mean about? What? Please translate the word Bimoed, please. On the holiday, right? Punter, why? Shakol Mitzuvin Aru Levaro, Rebbeinu Shalom. He's talking about on Pesach. Where in the world did the Makor Chaim say, Liach HaSheish? Where did he get it from? Unless I'm busy missing something. I must be missing something. I don't know what he's talking about. The Gemara that I saw is talking about a case of Bimoed. So I guess unless I'm just missing this line here, if you want to look it up, he said, I read you again, the Makor Chaim said, Baba Kama Tzadi Chesav and Beis, and he says over there, quote, from the Makor Chaim, in that same paragraph, we quote that Gemara. The Hainu Achar Sheish. Who said? We're talking about B'moed. Not only that, the toast that he quotes is the opposite. Did you see the toast? Southern Arma comes. He quotes the toast as Chav Chesed Advais. And there it is, you have to burn it right away. Not true. Rav Olsa, give a look. Rav Olsa, open up to the toast that he quotes. This you all have in front of you. Until now you didn't have it in front of you, you couldn't see it. This is right in front of your nose. Chav Chesed Advais. The Yim Tomar, top toast. Lama Sarfim B'Sheish, the Rav Shimon, Yasikenu Ad HaLayla, Ma'at Tachas Tavshila. Toast is exactly the reverse. There's no rush. According to Rav Shimon, there's no rush to get rid of the chametz. That was exactly the opposite of what the Makor Chaim is quoting in his name. Mamash the reverse. So Pella, I don't know. And you'll tell me that it's inconceivable to the Makor Chaim that according to Rav Yossi Aglili, you can sell it on Pesach. What? You can sell chametz on Pesach? Well, you're in the chametz business on Pesach? How can that be? Why don't you take a look, and again on the Maram HaKomis, the Rosh, Perek, Beis, Simin, Dalet. Give a look, please. Perek, Beis, Simin, Dalet. Perek, Beis, Simin, Dalet. It's a discussion over here in the Rush, as we discussed part of it already. How do we pass it this way? You pass it that way. This is a machlokas between Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. It's a question how we pass it in the Shaila. We're not going to go into every last detail over here as to how we pass it in the Shaila. But the right way with a small mem of the Rushes. Right before that, Elavada the Rav Shimon Nami Osim Bachila. We read this already yesterday. It's Nisar Achila called the Rav Shimon Erev Pesach after Chatzos. V'nafik leim itashbis v'achila. V'af al pidik sha'ochlo mashbiso. Why don't you say the best way of doing tashbis was to eat it? So I'll eat the chametz and now it's no longer existent. No, tashbiso mashma shaloka derech hanasa. Avol asiko tachas tavshilo. Ula mochro le nochri mutter. Vein sarach lashbiso min ha'olam alami beso. Look at that. So the Rosh, you can't sell it. He called the Makor Chaim, it's inconceivable to be able to sell the chametz, even though it's asur ba'hano, asur ba'achila, he said. So, mutter ba'hano. How do you sell it? He said, you can't sell it.
one thing, though, on the Rosh, he seems to argue with Tosfos and say, like the Makor Chaim, what does it say next? Next line. Ula'acha chatzos miyad tziva hakosav lashviso. Oh, then he does say, you have to get rid of it immediately. That the Rosh did say. It's not the Rosh of Tosfos. According to Tosfos, is no Rosh. That's a bad pun. According to Tosfos, there's no Rosh. According to the Rosh, there is a Rosh. That's pretty good. So that the machlokes, must you get rid of it immediately at chatzos? Why not? The Rosh says yes, and Tosfos says no. That's correct. Yes.
Is this only with the Rabbi Shimon?
All according to Rabbi Shimon. No. It's interesting. The Shakas Aryeh tries to prove his point. Namely, that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Bittul will not help. And we tried to prove from the very Gemara that we saw yesterday, which is the Gemara of Zayin Amad Aleph. Let's take a look. Bava Medveis goes into Zayin Amad. I'm going to open up to the Gemara and see the Shakas Aryeh's proof. It's in Simon Ayin Zayin towards the beginning. He brings his proof. What is the text in the top? When the Vatli Bishis, Tap Rashi, Litvila Rabban and the Chalot, the Vatli Beliba, Vitchila Sheish, the Hashal Opok, Pasha, the Ika Zichman Tuva, Shari Osik Vesrifa. So, let's just do it then. Why says no? Kema the Yisur de Rabban Yilave, Kidorai Sadamia, Vilav Rishu Sikaima, Vilamatsi Levata. Too late. Too late to the Bittel at that point in time. Why? I'm Rav Gidol Amarav, Baruch Yirios Amarav. That's the one on Chafalaf as well. We have to get to it next week. I'm a Kaddish Mishay Shos of the Mala, Kidol Bechiti Kurdenaisa, and Choshim the Kiddush. Fine, everything's nice. Frank the Gemara, will the Vasa Yisur Allah Mati Mevatale? After this, you can't do Bittel. Vatanya, and Yoshe Rebeis HaMedrish, Vendinska Shiyesh Lo Chometz. You remind yourself that you have chametz. So basic. Mevatla b'limo. Echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. Bishla b'Shabbos meshkachas l'akon shechaler and arbas liot v'Shabbos. It's Arabic. El b'Yom Tov. Boster Yisuru. Omra v'racha v'yakav hocha v'talmish yoshid v'fnei rabo askinon. V'nizka sheyesh iso megul gelas. It's the dough is rising. B'so beso. Umis yore shem atachmitz. What does it mean? Deikanami Rashi. Hadayin lo echmitza de katana yoshi b'beis hamedrash. The mashma b'tneisha en yochel lokum v'leil p'sham hu mevat nebeliva. Yibachamitz gomer lo yoshi b'beis hamedrash. Afilu yom yoyponi. Ma b'yodolasas yosher hashbosu b'leiv zel b'yuro. Ela vadaik sheyesh b'yodolasak en koi. U'b'yodolafosim ayoponi. Could have baked right away, it wouldn't become chametz. Hovlo chmitza dak. Shem yom tov, noka yosh besem medrish. Fine, etc., etc., etc. Atkan the Gemara. Incidentally, someone told me he thinks the right from it is another Behuda. That the bitful doesn't take effect until later on. Right? Because here, your mevatel chametz wasn't even chametz yet. How can your mevatel chametz not even chametz yet? The answer is, you're mevatlet, you make the offer of the ara, because it's chametz, but if it's not chametz yet, the answer is all bittul is al shem sofa. Even if it really were chametz, it's not chametz, not Pesach yet, not even chatzos yet. So how does bittul work on Sunday night when it doesn't come also till Monday afternoon? The answer is it's all shem sofa, and it's going to take effect later on when it's going to become also. So it will take effect later on when it becomes chametz. It's a nice right. I like it. Okay. It says the Shagas Arya like this. Why the Gemara answer? That this Raisa, Tanya, goes according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's no Iser Hana, and therefore you can do Bittul, even the Achar Isurah. Interesting question. Ask the Shagazari for Karet. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, not only can you not do Bittul after Zman Isurah, you can't even do Bittul before Zman Isurah. Because the whole din of bittul is based upon an Isur Anoah. No Isur Anoah is no bittul in the first place, even Kodesh Zman Isurah. So writes the Shagas Aryeh at the beginning of Simon Ayin Zayin. Rav Ol said, I said to you before, everything we've said until now is a going court to Shitas HaRam. The Ramban has a different opinion. The Ramban, before anything else, I'm so happy. I had a kash yesterday I had no teretz for. I asked you till 11 o'clock to come with a teretz, nobody came. Guess what? It's an old kash. I thought it was my original kash. I found it in the footnotes, the fantastic footnotes, in Chidush Iran, number 290. You can look it up. The Iran and the Chidush was the same as the Iran we saw in his Pirish on the Rif. The Rabbein of Tzarech Ian. What it says in Avav, Sofei Te'enim, Hurak lo chiyach ta'afagav de mintlu agavesim afil lo chashivi, as he calls from Rashi. V'lo bo lo ma'ar de bitlu midin hefke. So he has the kash. Not only he. Risi sh'omen al-zeh ha'or godol ala mishnayis. If you can look at mishnayis, you can look at the or godol by the mitzvah godol, he has his kash. So I thought I would ask this kash now in Tov Shinai and Aleph, a brand new kash no one asked before. No. It's been asked before, this kash against Iran. I have no terrors, but at least misery loves company. Toras Rabbi Chatzi Nechama. That's not my own original question. So this couldn't be the Iran straight. That's probably the question was raised a long time ago. Still, if you have a terrors, let me know. It'll be even get even a bigger prize because your answer is not my kasha, but the Or Godel's kasha and the footnotes kasha. But to me, the Iran's still a big problem, which was raised already a long time ago. Adka. Narabosa. Let's go a little bit further. The Ramban, as I told you yesterday, at least in my view, has a very significant and major argument with the Ran, and said the Pshat and Bittles, you're making it into offer. Right? You're making it into offer. You're making it into offer. Now he said Hefkes in the Ran, Ramban, if you recall, it's better than Hefkes. Let's open up to the Ramban one more time. Everyone has the Ramban, please? Let's look inside. If you don't have one, I still have an extra here. Okay, Rabosa, we have some extras. The Ramban is near is the Zalman's Oz base. Toward the end of the paragraph, Elif. What did he say? He said, he quotes the Gemara by even Rabbi Yosef Lili, came in his Yash Yemen of Neisu, Yotze Vashu, Sebo Din Geza. Fine. Quoting what Avava with base. And that's Hefker. V'hocha adif nami me'am, it's better than Hefker. V'loha deriyu zochi be'im, doshave ke'ofer, v'nichle be'gavei. Beis, read it again. V'av she'ofer lo hifkir be'poel, don ba'isa hafkara, avu b'vaday mutter b'shem gezel lo choshev klal. It's considered to be insignificant. This is the shita of the Ramban. Different completely than the Ram. What's Pshat? As someone was telling me this morning, who told me this morning? Someone was telling me that. I think it's a beautiful Pshat. That's what the same in the Siv Chaim says in Simon Yud. Come back verbatim what you were telling me. Namely, Hefker is Shavamom. The Hefz is the same Hefza. The only thing that changed is its ownership. It used to belong to me, now it's ownerless. But the Hefz itself is really the same thing. Bittel does more than that. Bittel is mafkia shavis hamamam. Next comes like dust. Like sulfate ainim. Sulfate ainim is like dust. It's not ripe. It never will be ripe. You're not makbar on it. And that's what the Ramban keeps saying over and over and over again. That it's ain bo din mamam. Instead of talking, it's like offer. Ain bo din mamam klal. That's at the end of the paragraph for sure. It's not going to say, it's no din mamam. A different din. A totally different din. Fine. Now, we mentioned yesterday an anomaly that the Ramban at the very end had two expressions, either Hefker or Yish. And I told you yesterday what I thought Pshat, and then make up your mind. What is it? Is it Hefker or not Hefker? So I told you the Pshat was, there's no Meiser of Hafkara, but the Baal, and it ends up being Hefker. Right? And I thought that when the Ramban says later on, that same paragraph, this is the last paragraph, Ella, when he says two svaras to explain why if you change your mind, it's no good. The first, you reacquire it. And the second, it's all bedato, and chaza bedato, it's over. And so the first one is going with assuming it's hefker. And the second one is going with assuming it's yish. So yish is only belev, you back out belev. That's what I thought. Fine. We still have not yet figured out what's pshat in the Ramban according to Yossi Aglil. So in that same sefer, in the Sif Chaim, he suggests that it's asur, even though it's mutter bahana, since it's an Easter of Bal Yirah, not like Marpsha. Marpsha's version was an Easter of what? An Easter of Achilim. But he says Mordechai's Shah. Again, we're right, but a small aleph, back on the column 1 on page Dalet, but Rabbi Sazama's small aleph. Allah fili also glili. Kemish and Isyash, Yemenu, Ne Isuro. What is it? Not Easter of Achilles, I thought, but rather an Easter of what? Bayro, Bayamotze. Yotze, Mishuso, the Ainbo, Din Gezel. We still don't understand exactly what that means. What that means. We're not exactly sure. So I want to say Pshat Rabosai based on a Lashon of the Ramban and a footnote, a beautiful footnote, very lengthy footnote in Chidush Iran. If you want to look up later, it's footnote 305. It basically takes up, I would say, a whole page of print. Those are just footnotes, but sometimes the footnotes are longer than the text. What this is the Ramban we did not have a chance to read yesterday. This is the one part that we didn't quite see. It's paragraph in Nirin. It's the last paragraph on column 2. Let's read it together. In Nirin Advar, Shabitl Belevu, Venetzorach Lotzir Bisfosu. Okay? Vavatlo Belibo. That's what we have. Vavatlo Belibo. Vacholzim in Atam, next column, the third and final column. Shepirashti. Shein Adam over El Al Chomet Shalom, Shurotza Bekiyumo, Vidaito Olf. Ponis Yash Nimenu, again. V'nosan dato she'eno rotze machmas yisuro v'lo yehona bo li'olam eno over. What does that mean? He gave up on it. And in his mind, he is not going to, he doesn't want it because of the yisur. And he's not going to have any hanoa forever. Eno over. Moshol, there's a different text over here. Moshol momon she'ovad Kevan sheyisyaish mimenu b'libo yotze v'reshuso. Rabbi said, I told you in grade school, Yish by Avela, right? Yish lo midas, midas, all story. You all learned this, right? So it's what's called, it's momon she'avda. Av chomitz bismano, let's put every word now. Momon ovud hu mibalov v'yotze v'reshuso b'yeyush. Woohoo. There's a very important line that you didn't see yesterday, which is critical, I believe, the understanding of the view of the Ramban, how Yish fits in, and what is it we're talking about. Let's analyze it very, very slow. Very, very slow. So again, in this footnote, which is where I learned all this, he learns like Mordechai. Yisur doesn't mean Yisur Achila, but it means about what? Yisur of and he also discusses the question which bothered me. Why is Ramban up to the Shonos? Hefker Yish. You know what he says? He says a better answer than mine. He says Hefker. I mean, a better, different answer. He says, according to the Rabbanon, it's Hefker. And according to Yossi Aglili, it's Yish. Interesting answer. I repeat. According to the Rabbanon, it's Hefker. Called the Rosh Glili, it's Yush. You have a question? Yes.
The Ramban says Kif. Doesn't he say Hefker? Which is the better raya for saying like it's like the mice? It's like it's kind of like Yush. I mean, basically, he does the process. And he talks about it, it's kind of like because he establishes the comments as being afar, and therefore it's like Yush.
At the end, he leaves out the. To be honest, he left out the kaf in the last paragraph. The last paragraph. The last paragraph. Bain should take Luskazu Hefker Oyish. Gotta be honest. I'm a big cough man myself. He left out the cough at the end. I just want to change the text. So there's no, he says Hefker. So he claims in the footnote that according to Tzchazim, according to Rabbi the Rabban it's Hefker, according to Yosef Lili, that can't be Hefker, it's Yish. That's what he says. Is it true or not? I have threw him down, but that's what he says. And he goes further than that in the same footnote. The Rabbeinu David, who never mentioned Yosef Lili's entire lengthy description, a very big piece, he doesn't mention the word Yoshida. He's in this hefker. In any event, the bottom line you see from here, he writes again in that same footnote, that Yush, when you feel misyash and something, you give up on it, it leaves your rishus immediately. We already saw when it came to hefker, machlokas, between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, we already saw it quoted in the Rishonim. The Ran spoke about it already. Quote Rabbi Yossi is a unique shita that hefker does not leave my possession until someone picks it up. The ktsos and the nesivis suggest that we don't accept Rabbi Yossi. That's when it comes to hefker. When it comes to yush, it does not leave my rishus until someone picks it up. So here in the footnote, that's incorrect. Because here in our sugya, the Ramban is explaining Bittul Chometz based upon yush. And by definition, it has to get out of my rishus before somebody else picks it up. Now the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, we had a machlokas, a very important machlokas. This is where we started at the beginning of the Tereshia. What happens, Rabbi Osai, if there is something, listen please, which is not Osir Vano, Chometz of Yossi Aglili, or Chometz called Rabbi Shimon, that assumes no Osir Vano, what is its status? What kind of status is it now? Would Bittul work or would it not work? Let's chatter again. It's a simple machlokas. The Ran said no, and the Ramban said yes. I repeat, a stark question. You have Chometz, which is not Osir Vano. Will Bittul help? The Ran said no, and the Ramban said yes. What are they fighting about? Let's analyze. What are they fighting about? Wouldn't that be good to know? Yes?
Shouldn't it be the other way around? The Ramban should say it doesn't work, and the Ran should say it does, because according to the Ran, it's hefker.
No. Explain to you why it's this way. Because the Ran is that it's hefker. It's hefker has many, many technical problems, which can only be overcome if it's end of Meshusa Shalom. So according to the Ramban, it is Meshusa, because this is not Osir Vano. So the therefore he says beferish, it wouldn't work. The Shakas Arya said it. I think the Makor Chaim was incredulous. Even Rabbi Sazama has an expression of the Loro Divya Ramban. The Shakas said, no. The Ramban said that it does work. The Ramban said beferish that it would not work if there is no Yisra Anor. From there he proved, you may recall, that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is an Yisra Anor Darais, because otherwise Bittul wouldn't work. So what are they fighting about? So he gives a suggestion over here in the footnote, but then he rejects it. I'll tell you what he suggests and what he rejects. This is what he says. He thinks he suggests, Ula, the machlokas, the Ran and the Ramban, is the machlokas, Tosfos and the Rosh. We spoke about earlier today, Shia. Remember I told you about? Tosfos says, take your time! You have to get rid of the Chometz and Erev Pesach, Ma'at, Ma'at, Tachas Tavshilo. So you can take your time, so it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Brishuso. So therefore the Bittul won't work. But the Ramban holds, he says, like whom? Like the Rosh. You have to get rid of it immediately. So you have to get rid of it immediately, it's not considered to be Brishuso. An interesting idea. However, it's incorrect, as he himself points out. Why is it incorrect? I read it to him. Tells himself it's incorrect. But did the Ran Ef Shalom Akeh? Why? Because the Ran himself on Avyud Beis Amud Beis says Hechyamtin Achasi Suro Benimta Shover Olav Mavur the Rabbeinu Sover Et Tashbisu Over B'chol Rega V'Rega. So the Ran was like the Rosh, not like Tosfos. His whole pshat fell apart. It was a good attempt, but it fell apart. So if it fell apart, so then we're still stuck. Fine. Before we go further, before I give you my pshat, I have a pshat. That's my main punch. I think I have the emphasis of pshat, I think, in this machlokas. Before I get there, some other technical things that this footnote discusses. Of course, the Rambam, which we read today, top of column 3, but Aveda, Kevish, and Isyash, and Mimeno, Belibo, Yotze, Meshuso, Av Chometz, Bismano, Ovidum, Yabailam, Yotze, Meshuso, Biyush. We saw that. Now, why is Chometz Ovidum, Yabailam? He says, he thinks of the Isra, no. Kotab Yosef Lili, Mutabana, why is Ovidum, Yabailam? But Tzarech Loma, I think he is correct over here. The cave on the Chayav Lashbiso. Please listen carefully. Choshiv Nami Ovud Meha Bailim. And once it's Ovud Meha Bailim, Yish works. And he has a long bracket. You see from the Ramban that the only time Yish works is if it's Ovud. If it's not Ovud, Yish won't work. Guess who said so? The Ramban himself. Where? In Perek Elam and Tzias. Where else do you expect it? That's a very famous sugya in Perek Elam and Tzias. There the Ramban is the following Chiddush. What'll happen, Rabosai, listen to this. You guys learned Elam and Tzias. What'll happen if you drop something, and before you even know about it, I pick it up and put it in my pocket? What's it in? What do we call that? How do we pass in? How do we pass in? Yish Lavidas what? Abai, what does Abai say? Lo Aviyush. No good. And if I picked it up and I intended to give it back, it's certainly I'm not Konan. Why? Yodo Kiyad Abaylim, and he's a Shomer Sachar, and therefore it doesn't work. In fact, it tells there are a couple of places that Aveda is Bishus Bailim, and still the Yish works. Tosis Kash says the footnote beautifully. Here also, in our case of Chometz, the Aveda is Rishus Abaylim. Still, Yish works, the Ramban himself said so. What must the answer be? Doesn't depend if it's Rishus Abaylim or not. What's depend upon? Is the Chavet Ovud or not Ovud? Rabbi also said the two categories, the two definitions. Is Rishus or not Rishus? And is Ovud or not Ovud? As long as it's Ovud, Yish is going to work. In the case of the Ramban and Bava Metzia and Ela Metzias, the reason why Yish doesn't work, because I'm watching it for the guy. It's not considered Ovud. So therefore, Yish will not work. Fine? So now let me get to my explanation, which I promised you, which is what exactly is the machlokos between the Ran and the Ramban? He tried one way, didn't work. What are they fighting about? Can I give you my pshat? You ready for my pshat? Everyone ready? Holding on? This is my pshat. I hold it to the Amistik of pshat. I hold the machlokas, the Ramban and the Ran, where the Yish works in a case where there's no Yisr Anoah, is the very same machlokas we've been speaking about for all day. Namely, what's the definition of it? Let me explain. They all agree that if there's no Yisr Anoah, it's considered to be Brishusa. Even though they both agree, presumably, that you have to get rid of it right away. And of course the question becomes, how is that so? Why is it considered brishusi if I have to get rid of it right away? Why? Why is it considered brishusi if I have to get rid of it right away? The answer is very simple. I can sell it. We saw the Rosh said so. The Rosh said that I have to get rid of it right away, but I can still sell it. Rabosai, the fact that you can sell it proves it's b'shuso. Ein adam machne dover shene b'shuso. The mere fact that you can sell it proves it's labeled as being b'shuso. Rabosai, everybody with me? The fact that you can sell it proves that it's b'shuso. Before Shigamah Babakama, Samaches, you can't sell something which is not b'shuso. The fact that you can sell it demonstrates that in point of fact, it is considered to be b'shuso. I have to get rid of it right away. Sure. While you're getting rid of it, you'll get rid of it on your own terms. How so? You'll sell it, as the Rosh said. You'll use it as fuel under your pot. All right. You can't do what Tosis is, use it a little piecemeal as fuel. You'll use one big fuel for one big pot. The whole thing will go, right away into a big flame. That you may do. That's considered to be brishuso, according to this opinion. So again, so we're saying, the way I'm suggesting now, both the Ran and the Ramban agree on a number of things. One, you have to get rid of it right away. The Ran says over Farish, Rabosai, in Adaf Yud Beis and Yud Beis, that we just saw. And the Ramban presumably agrees with that. That's number one. Number two, they both agree that despite the fact you have to get rid of it right away, every second is about Tashvisu, nonetheless, it's still labeled as being Brishuso. Vorai, you can sell it. Can't sell it, it's not Brishuso. Everyone with me so far? Rabbi, see with me? So we understand very well why, according to the Ran, there can be no bittul. Why? Because the Ran based the entire bittul on what? On the fact of shnei dvarim einu b'shusa shalada. Why is it einu b'shusa shalada? Because in Yisir Hanah. The according to Rabbi Yosef Glider, according to Rabbi Shimon, that there's no Yisir Hanah, so it's simply b'shusa. Straightforward. It's b'shusa. And if it's b'shusa, there's nothing doing. So therefore what? Bittul b'leiv, and then the Lashon bittul, and according to it won't help, because of technical problems. Ad kan d'ram. Now the question, what about the Ramban? Why does the Ramban say that bittul works even according to Rabbi Yosef Glider? Here's the answer. I think the answer is so beautiful and so simple when you think about it. The Ramban Rabosai is l'shitaso. The person is not mafgirit. According to the Ran, the person is mafgirit. There are technical problems overcome by the by bittul because they're b'shusa, etc., etc. According to Ramban, no. The person makes it into offer, as he said so many times. Rabosai, as long as it is avud, yish works to make it to be considered like offer. Need not be eno b'shusa. I repeat, according to the Ran, that you have to be mafkir it. So the only time it works, Rabbi Osai, is if it's in the category of eno b'shusa to be sirano. So then the bittul will take effect and it'll over as being mafkir, despite the fact, Rabbi Osai, that there are certain technical problems, right? Number one, if it's Eina B'Shusa already, it don't work. It's going to be Eina B'Shusa. So you have the idea of the Noda B'Yuda. It's effective later. Will a regular Hefker be effective later? It's not so poshut. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik once spoke about it. Yeah, but we call it Hefker Liach Alamed. Chaim didn't know. One could argue that no, because Hefker works through my pronouncement, and it's a principle called Kosa Kinyano. The typical kinyan has to be effective immediately. When we get to discuss Mechiras Chametz Barichos, we'll see what that means. It doesn't work for later on. So how does it work over here? The answer is, it's not a regular din of Hefker. It's a new din of Bittul. I'm Mafkir, precisely because it's Eina B'Shusa, it'll become Eina B'Shusa, so it can be effective later on. It can be effective Belev, it can be effective Lashon Bittul, even according to Rabbi Yossi, as we spoke about already so many times. It can overcome those technical issues. But according to the Ramban, but it all has to be Eina B'Shusa. That's what it's all based upon. But according to the Ramban, I'm not mafkir at all. All I'm doing is making it considered to be offer. I say, do you see this beautiful tie? I declare that this tie is offer. That's a joke. It's not offer, it's a tie. When I say this tie is offer, it's absurd what I just said. You follow me? It's not offer, it's a tie. So how can you say that the chametz, delicious, melt away? How can you say it's dust? The answer is, it's avud. Once it is a category of avud, then yish works, in the choshen mishpat, in aveda gneva, and bittul works, which is along the lines of yish, when it comes to chametz. Why is it avud? You know why? Because you have to get rid of it immediately. Here I can see that I was wrong, and the Mordechai was right, and the footnote is right. That the Isser is not an Isser Achila, as I thought. It's an Isser of Tashbisu. You must get rid of it immediately. What you must get rid of immediately, Rabbi said, even right now, is already, it's a lost, it's an expression in English, it's a lost cause. What means a lost cause? It hasn't been lost yet. It's a lost cause. Not just imagine, I don't know, people are sportsmen, right? Sportsmen. Just imagine, you know, sometimes you hear these football games, you know, the team's going to try to catch up, and then they throw an interception. Ah, it's a lost cause. Forget about it. They can't win anymore. Not enough time on the clock. What do you mean not enough time on the clock? It says still 3 minutes to go. Yeah, but it's impossible. Just do the math. It's an impossible. It's already now we call it a lost cause. Yes?
Why couldn't the person be mafkir in the chametz so Tashbisu doesn't apply and then still... get enough from it. Sounds similar to the question the Rebbe asked yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Good question. You're asking a good question. It's a question against me.
I'm saying that you have to get rid of it immediately, and therefore it's already now a lost cause. So he's asking the question, Adarabba, be mafkirit, and then once it's hefker, according to this opinion, there's no iser of hana'ah. Here's the answer. Even though that may be true, but it has nothing to do with my connection to this object. I'm getting hana'ah from that object, so I'm getting an object from its var hefker, which I never owned. That's not, doesn't give me a shame moment in it. Okay? Rabosa, it's a good question. I think that's a good answer. Rabosa, it's considered of it right now. Let me give you... Yes, I'm sorry.
Why does the Ramban then need to bring in the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Ishmael, Shnei Devarim, and Rishu Shaladam, Asa, and Hasbiyud, and Rishu? So if there's Bayi Rabbi Yamatze, that should be sufficient to make everything of it.
It's an excellent question. We'll try to talk about it. I'll try to talk about it a little bit later. What's the classical case for Bosai in Ela Metzias? Ever learned Ela Metzias, anybody? Elementary school? One says, you have Zuto Shel Yam. What does Zuto Shel Yam mean? What does that mean? Hurricane Katrina? Tsunami? Zuto Shel Yam. The water is just way overflowing its banks, and it's over me, it's impossible to retrieve it. It's just impossible. Then Gemara says, that's, everyone agrees it's gone, and it's Hefkam, we can take it. That's Ovid, the classical Ovid. It's Avud Mimen Umi Kolodom. Let me say the following Shiloh. Just imagine, you know, now you have everything's on film. You have a helicopter up on top of Hurricane Katrina. And Hurricane Katrina is, you know, the woods. It's overflooded. Oh, fresh news. It just went over the dam, the levee, the walls, and it's going. And it's obvious what's happening, that the water is going at, you know, how many millions of gallons per hour. It just keeps coming. And it's clear that there's something an item of value is in the way of that tidal wave. And the tidal wave in another 30 seconds is going to overflow it and just take it out to sea. Hasn't happened yet. I have it on film, right? There's a helicopter looking at it. What do you think? At that moment in time, the water hasn't even touched it yet. What kind of status does it have? I'm asking you what you think.
Person's probably already been misaged.
In my opinion, it's already Zuto Shel Yam. The water hasn't touched it yet. But it's inevitable. It's too late. You can't. It's irretrievable. The water's coming. It's just impossible. So too over here, the Ramban is saying, there's an item that I must get rid of immediately. Every second I hold on to it, I'm over with a tashvisu. So already now, before I got rid of it, it has a status of avud. The same as Zuto Shel Yam. The water hasn't touched it yet. It's already considered to be avud. Now wait a second. But here, this chametz, I can still do in my last desperate attempt to salvage something before I have to get rid of it. 1, 2, 3. I can sell it. I can use it as fuel. For that reason, it's considered to be brishusa, as we spoke about before. Yes, it's true. It is brishusa. It is Meshusa. But since you can't hold on to this item, because in Issa D'Oraisa to hold on to every minute, therefore it has the status of Avud, and Bittul therefore works as Yush, which works in a Dabra Avud, and it can become Hefker. Wow! That's my pshat. So the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Ran, whether Bittul works according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is exactly the same machlokas as to what is Bittul. If Bittul means being mafkirit, so then the only reason it works is why? Because it's Eino B'shuso. Here it is B'shuso. Because no Yisra Ano. But if Bittul works, how? Because once it's a Yish, because it's Dabar HaOvud, you can make it into dust, then here, even though it's Yisra Ano, but since you can't hold on to it, that's considered to be a significant dover of, it's considered to be a yush, and therefore you can make bittul. Now I want to make an interesting point over here. The Ramban himself, in Baba Kama, and I brought it just so you should look it up later. I already wrote you one about Baba Kama, that was on Tzadik Ches. This is the Ramban in Baba Kama, in Dafa Yerif, Mem Aleph Omur Aleph, Dibra Maskel Umma. Talking about a case of a beam that was in a building. Maybe you learn Takanas Meirish, it's a whole system. Sukkah, Sukkah, maybe you learn Perik Lulav Gozel, you may have come across it recently in the Yantam of Sukkahs. So you have a beam which is put into a building. It's a Takana, you don't have to destroy the whole building. So the Rambam writes as follows. Afal gav de beno bebira. He says, you know, Bez will make it, give it back to me before the takana. The old de midomeha lo miyash hilkach lav yishu kla. Oh, against what I just said. Here he's saying that if I give up on the beam, but I plan to get the money for the beam, it's not considered to be yesh. Is that against what I just said? I just got through saying that if I'm giving up on the iron, I have to get rid of it, even though I can get money for it because I'm going to sell it, it still is called yesh. Here's the answer of Osai. The definition of yesh in Gnei Vaveda is found in Rashi, the famous Rashi you must have learned in your youth, Chofal from Bezim of Metziah, Vayelel Chesaron Kis. Woe unto me for my financial loss. Therefore, the Ramban writes, calls mine, I get the money back, there's no financial loss. When it comes to the shame of Ovud and Yush, when it comes to Chometz, nothing to do with financial loss. No, it makes it into offer. So even though it's a kind of offer that I can somehow get benefit from it by either selling it quickly or burning it quickly, it's irrelevant. Since I have to get rid of the object is Ovud and Yush works, it's like offer and Bittul works. This is what I'm trying to suggest. So the machlokas, the Rana Rabban, is exactly the same machlokas against all these other, we're trying to find different pshatim. Yes?
So, in explaining the Rabban, you said that it is, even though you could sell it or use it as fuel in order to be Mekayim Tashvisu, you can't hold on to it. So
that's right. That's correct.
So why doesn't the Ran accept that? Why can't the fact that it's Avud make it Kiyuain of Yeshusa to overcome
no, it's not Avud. I mean, excuse me, it's not Eribu Shuso.
That's
V'orai, you can sell it. Since you can sell it, how can they call it? The Rosh himself says so. The Rosh says you have to get rid of it right away, but you can still sell it. We have a general cloud. Ein Adam Mocha Davash Eribu Shuso. Two different definitions, Rav Osi. Two different definitions.
So Avud is something can be Yerushuso, but still be Avud?
That's exactly my point. It's Rishuso and it's Avud. And for this reason, Rav Osi, according to the Ran, and the Breshuso definition is determinant, therefore there can be no bitl according to the Yosef Lili. According to the Ramban, depends upon the Ovud, then there can be. So Rabbi Osai, these are all very, very important nekudas, and I really want to get to Mordechai's question from the Lashon of the Gemara, but I may have to postpone until Sunday. I want to go in a certain order. You'll remind me, Mordechai, on Sunday, that you still have a question about the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is bothering you. But the Ran jumped on that Gemara. What will the Ramban do with that Lashon of the Gemara? You're right, that's your question.
Or how the Ramban himself uses that to develop his...
Right, he does quote that Gemara. Right, but why? It's almost a different definition. So let's be a little bit patient and try to come to it a little bit later. So I want to discuss, Rabbi Osai, how do you say Bittul? Rabbi Osai, you've done Bittul before in your time. Last year, I said you did Bittul. What did you say? What words did you use? Let's turn, Rav Osai, to the riff. The riff. He tells him a lot of the use of it. He tells him a lot of the use when they're being bevat on the chametz. It's on page Vav in my edition. Everyone has page Vav? You have page Vav? If you have the old edition, it's either Beis or Gimel. I'm not exactly sure which one. But the page Vav also have the new edition. Amar Rav Yudah says the Rift the 10th line. Habod and Tzorach Shiavatel. Heche Mevatel, Amar Hochi. Kochamira Deika Vishusi. Lo Chamite, Lo Biarte, Li Batel Velehevi Ka'afer. Sound familiar? Rabbo says, sounds familiar?
I hope so.
He's always wanted to say it's a Shulchan Aruch, basically. Right, everybody? This is in the Gemara? If you got an impression from the riff, it's some kind of a Gemara. Says the Ran, no. Lama hachi, k'mo shekosef v'halachas loshon zeh, ain't of a Gemara. Not found in Shas. Elakach l'mekubo b'yad ha-ga'onim zal. Wow. The riff is quoting the Ga'onim. Do you see the asterisk?
You haven't asked us your edition of the Rambam. See it? That's the Yalta and the Farshim. Turn to the back. Yalta and the Farshim. Go by page numbers. And page Vav. It's column 3 in the very top. Page Dalet. Loshet Eina Begemar. Zelashon HaBeis Yosef Siman Tov Lamedal. The Af Al Pi Shenimtza Karol B'Nusav Zeh B'Yerushalmi B'Loshon HaKodesh. The Garcina B'Yerushalmi Perikol Shalach HaBeis Rav Amar Sorach Sheyomar Kol Chomet Sheyesh Yibesov Beisi Ben Yodemo Yibotel. No. So what do you mean it's not in the Gemara? It's enough for the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is also Gemara. Says the Beis Yosef, no. Mikol Makom Kevon Shebemash Nogu Lomar Yesh Tosefes Dvarim. What are we in? What word did they add? What word are we in? Ta'afra. And number two, Begam Eino B'Lashon HaKodesh Kemosh Yerushalmi, he writes in Aramaic, Kosef Shaloshon Zeh, and it's a Begemara. He's going to Beis Yosef over here in his comment on this particular round. Okay? We're going very slowly, Rebos. Slowly. 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 Comes a rush in Siman Tes, that's on your Marmakomas, and quotes it. So you should know it already. But he adds two words which are completely critical. Absolutely critical, which are not obvious. Please turn to the rush again. Perek Aleph Siman Tes. We keep coming back to this. Such an important thing. From the very beginning. Of Rav Yudah Marav, it's page Gimel in this print. Simetes. Habod and Sorok Shivat. Miyad Acher Pedikos. Eche Bevatel. The Yom HaHoch, Kocha Mira Digi Bishusi, Lo Chazite, Lo Biyarte, Li Botel, Velechshev Ka'afra De Ara. He added a word. What word did the Rif not ask? Wow, wow. No, I mean that. What word did he add? The end. The Ara. Ka'afra De Ara. Right, the Rif didn't have the word, the Ara. Rabbos, I'm emphasizing one more time. Please, for next week, if you can, and I'll bring in both the Mishnah Berurah, Chelakei, and a regular Shulchan Aruch, Mogad Avram, etc., in Hilchos Pesach. This week we already missed it. So next week we're going to get more and more. You have to see these. You have to have it in front of you. Okay? What are the next two words of the Rosh? The next two words, right after the little base of the Korban Nisan. What did he say? What did he say? Read the words. What are the next two words in the Rosh after the base?
Bahavi
Hefka. Whoa. Whoa, the Rif didn't say that. He goes on. V'lav di day. V'lo'ovra olav v'ayro. V'z nashalacha. Wow. Wow. Says the Korban Nisan of Beis. Hiskim rabbeinu mashakotzim tosu l'el davdalet. Not surprised. The Rosh is one of the Balei HaTosi. It's Tosu Rosh. Dimitarais the bitl di al masagi mitam. Sha'acha shebitl av hefker. The Yotze Mirshuso. Wow. Amazing. The Rosh took the Lashon of the Rif, of the Gaonim, which is such a fancy Lashon, which was not on the word Hefker in that Lashon, and says this, nonetheless, once you say that Lashon, it becomes Hefker. So much so. Hagos Oshri says, Rashi lo hisker hefker. Right? Rashi didn't say Hag, halachas dolos, and Rashi never said the word hefker. Rav Yoh kibel meria levi, sheish lomar libotel v'lehebe hefker kiafra. Say those words explicitly. It should become hefker. Amazing pshat. Did Rashi hold away? What do you think? I'm asking you, right, what do you think Rabbi said? You think Rashi really held it was Hefker? What do you say? Yes or no? He didn't use the word Hefker. He never said it was Hefker. I don't think the Rashi will around the Gaon have said Hefker at all. I'm reading the Ritva, Rabbi Osai, on Vavim Events. You may have it if you have a Kovetz, you may have a Ritva. Is there a Ritva on the Kovetz? Yes, please look inside. The Ritva on Vavim Events. The Ritva is as follows. What is Bidl? Post the Gonin. Kol Chamira dikibishusi lo yadanebe levi batl v'choshev ka'afra diyara. It's the Rishalmi. V'yesh Shapirish. Who's that? Footnote 224, Rashi, Rambam, etc. The hard law of Achar Bittel Shemdesu Leka Alayu Toras Lechem. Rabbi Sai, it's not called Lechem. It's called dust. Amazing. How far this goes, Rabbi Sai? It's called the Sefer HaMichtam. The different kovitz. And this, what's yours is called Kovitz Mefarshim? This is called Otsar Kovitz Mefarshim. HaChodosh. But I'm like, I don't care about the Chodosh part, but it does have in it the Sefer HaMichtam. And you'll see what he says. Sefer HaMichtam. What's the order over here? Oh, we have in the back. It's a table of contents. Sefer HaMichtam, in this edition, it tells you to look. No. No table of contents. Some that have actually page numbers, not this one. There's some different codes. Let's see. It's going in order. It's after the. Order they're going in over here. I'm not even finding the Michtam in this whole Kovitz. Oh, I found it. Sefer HaMichtam. Vav Amid Beis. This is the words. What's Chad the Bittel? Make it Afra. Okay? Make it into Afra. Says the Michtam, it's unbelievable. Amar Rava, Shema Yimtze Glitzke Yefi Fefia V'dati Lave. Pirush, V'yitein Data Olav, V'yochlena V'yischayev Korex. You'll eat it, and you'll chayev Korex. But, V'ata Shebitla v'asoa ke'afra. Now you mevatel and you made this melt away into dust. Afilu achala. Even if you eat it, haya me'okle afar upot. Do you believe what he just said? He goes to Pirush which says, "What the mevatel how you can eat it? You can't. You made it. If you eat it, you're potter. It's like eating dirt." Says the Michtam, "What are you kidding?" By Pirish lesser klal, the vada ein bittel moral ve ein matzel michir v'achila. No. Of course, the question is why not? If you're going to go so far as to say that the bittel works by magic and makes it into dirt, so in point of fact, why does it not pater you from the iser of achila? We all assume, we intuit that it can't be so. It's impossible. The question, of course, becomes. Why? If not, as we say, why not? So, this you, I think all of you have in your kovitz, the Maram Chalava. Anyone have a Maram Chalava? Anyone have it? What are the kovitz? The Maram Chalava is also a very classical sefer. And let's see what he says. First, find this firm within the kovitz. That's really the hardest challenge. Oh, Maram Chalava, here it is. On that Vav Amid Beis. See what he says? Those of you who have the kovitz, please look. A very long discussion over here. And you can make it into offer, he says. And the question then becomes, what will happen if the person will subsequently be in possible violation? So the impression conveyed by the Maram Chalava, without being this long discussion here, is, Rav Osai, that the minute you eat it, you're backing out of the bittul. By definition. In a chinami, in theory, if you bevat and it's dust, you would takali potter, as the Michtam quoted. The only reason why you're not potter is because automatically you have undone the bittul by the very eating. Again, looking around Chalava at length, I'll try to show you maybe on Sunday where to find that particular line. That's one interpretation. A second, much more balabatic interpretation is suggested by others. No. It's only offered with respect to Bayro, Bayemotz, and Tashbisu. It's not offered with respect to Achil. The big problem that the Ritva asks against this opinion, the opinion of, which is, I guess, attributable to Rashi, is two major questions. Very major questions. And I want to start the answers today and hopefully complete them on Sunday. Two answers. Ein anocha. Why? Ki ein adavar toli b'diburo. Doesn't depend on what he says. Who's he to make it into dust? Who are you to make it into dust? V'o is a great question. Li'achar yisuro lama le'avataloso. Whoa. They're both sides. If the definition of bittul is to make it into dust, it should be even easier to do bittul on Pesach than before Pesach. On Pesach, it's already dust. If you learn that bittul is hefker, has to belong to me, what does Eidah Bishu, so I can no longer be mafker. But if you learn about that bittul, what does bittul do? Rebosa, what does bittul do? It makes it into dust. It should be easier to make it into dust once Pesach is set in. Yes?
We already learned that if bittul is making it into dust, you're not the one doing it. You're just being masking to what the Torah taking it out of your shus. And once the Torah's already taken it out of your shus and you haven't been masking, you've lost your chance to be mevatel.
Yeah, it's not in your shus. It's only in your shus to be chayav on it.
That's Chazi's question. I hear you both saying a similar thing, but honestly, I want to get what you're saying. Question becomes the second question. The Achar Yisuro Lama Lo Yevatel Oso. Why can't you do bittul after the Issa? What's wrong? You don't have to transfer it financially. I'm being mafgrim. You're making it into dust. Why can't I make it into dust now? That's the question. These are very significant questions, Rav Osai. Very significant questions. How do you answer these questions? So footnotes are very good. If you get the original, it would be Kedah. 226. Ayin Ralbag ala Torah Sham. Who owned the Ralbag ala Torah? Oh yeah, so bring it on Sunday, please. Shabir Shekoach Zeh Hu Michlal Baluyos Odom ala Chayfetz. When I own something, I own a lot of aspects and dimensions. One of them is, I have the ability to take the object and make it into dust. Remarkable, incredible. That's part of my ability. Amazing. Amazing. This is what he says. I'll read you the lashon. I have a little bit of a quotation. That kodem zman ki oz hu shalit olav v'yochol lasos ma sheyirtze l'fishu kinyon. That's a small excerpt. Why did I add those first two words, kodem zman? I think the same exact answer of the Ralbag, which answers the first question, will also answer the second question. My ability to make bread into dust is a part of my bialus. But once there are Pesach of 12 comes, and it's no longer my bialus, I'm no longer a balabas to make the bread into dust. I can no longer do it. I can no longer do it. I can no longer do it. Now, this is what the Ramban needs, if you ask me. Take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban himself is bothered by this question. Why can I no longer do bittul after chatzos? Rabosai, take a look. Everyone has the Ramban? What does the Ramban say? The once it's eno b'shuso, I can no longer do bittul. Why not? If it doesn't mean hefker, it means once it's out of, it's no longer in my realm. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it at that point in time. Can't do it. It's too late. And if you look, Rav Osim Rabbeinu David, a Talmud of the Ramban, on the Avov, maybe next week to bring him Rabbeinu David, if you can, that's not in the Kovot, so you bring it in on Sunday. Rabbeinu David says, quote, Ein lo esek bo klal, I have no shaykhus to the chometz, ukevavatel chometz chemtzo shel chaveru. I'm about to your chometz. It's ridiculous. Absurd. It's ridiculous. The opposite says it can't work. Impossible for it to work. Rabosai, this is where, as far as we've gotten so far, our time is up. Later on Sunday, Messiah of the Shemaya, we will discuss another possibility to answer this question. If you look at Rabbi Chanan Sefer, maybe bring it on Sunday to the name of Kovitz Yurim, Rabbi Chanan Vassman discusses this question as well. I want to see what he actually answered to this question. That's our first issue to discuss Rabbi Chanan Simon Ches. And now we have to discuss a little bit more that Yerushalmi, which is quoted in the Rosh Perek Beis, Simon Dal, and we have to have a Shulchan Aruch. Also, you must have a Shulchan. You have to have it. And after we finish that, I want to finally turn the page and start the next sugya of Cherech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you've already, I assume, got to in the Ma'amar Kamos, and then we'll discuss Reifa, Rabbi Yehuda, etc., etc. Okay, that's the question. Good.